Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. It's great to have you be a part of the family. Today we're going to begin reading the book of Genesis, the very first book in the Bible. We'll be reading chapters 1 and 2. Let's begin. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. God's Spirit was hovering over the surface of the waters. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light and saw that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. There was evening, and there was morning, one day. God said, "Let there be an expanse in the middle of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." God made the expanse and divided the waters which were under the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse. And it was so. God called the expanse sky. There was evening and there was morning, a second day. God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together to one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. God saw that it was good. God said, "Let the earth put forth grass, herbs yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit after their kind, with its seed in it, on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth grass, herbs yielding seed after their kind, and trees bearing fruit with its seed in it, after their kind. And God saw that it was good. There was evening, and there was morning, a third day. God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of sky to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the expanse of sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of sky to give light to the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. God saw that it was good. There was evening and there was morning, a fourth day. God said, "Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth in the open expanse of sky." God created the large sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarmed after their kind, and every winged bird after its kind. God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." There was evening, and there was morning, a fifth day. God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind, livestock, creeping things, and animals of the earth after their kind." And it was so. God made the animals of the earth after their kind, and the livestock after their kind, and everything that creeps on the ground after its kind. God saw that it was good. God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." God created man in his own image. In God's image he created him. Male and female he created them. God blessed them. God said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb-yielding seed which is on the surface of all the earth, and every tree which bears fruit yielding seed. It will be your food. To every animal of the earth, and to every bird of the sky, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. There was evening, and there was morning, a sixth day. Chapter 2. The heavens and the earth were finished, and all their vast array. On the seventh day God finished his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because he rested in it from all his work which he had created and made. This is the history of the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord made the earth and the heavens. No plant of the field was yet in the earth, and no herb of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord had not caused it to rain on the earth. There was not a man to till the ground, but a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. The Lord formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The Lord planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground the Lord made every tree to grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the middle of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it was parted and became four heads. The name of the first is Pishon. This is the one which flows through the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. There is aromatic resin and the onyx stone. The name of the second river is Gihon, the same river that flows through the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hiddekel. This is the one which flows in front of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. The Lord commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat of it you will surely die." The Lord said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper, suitable for him." Out of the ground the Lord formed every animal of the field and every bird of the sky and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. Whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock, and to the birds of the sky, and to every animal of the field, but for man there was not found a helper suitable for him. The Lord caused a deep sleep to fall on the man, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh in its place. He made the rib, which the Lord had taken from the man, into a woman, and brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She will be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and will join with his wife, and they will be one flesh. They were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." And so ends the reading of the first two chapters of the book of Genesis. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you are enjoying this reading of the Bible, why don't you tell a friend? This is a great way to go through the Bible in 1 year. Pretty painless, don't you think? And I know I'm enjoying reading the Bible for you, and I'm getting a lot out of it myself. So this has been episode number 11 of the LifeSpring Family Bible, and I'm Steve Webb. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight. Oh.